flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Courtney and Wiggy, I'm making an executive decision. You can join or not, totally your prerogative. Jackson 5 from here on is a story, and we say if it happened in Jackson's life or if it's a fake story. What do you think?
I like that idea.
I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke,
I mean, I do learn some things from the Jackson 5, you know, the fun facts. But I would like to know more about Jackson, and I think the audience would as well. Like, you're so mysterious in some ways, Jack.
Hey, I will reveal all the onion layers as much as you guys want me to.
Do you think
go ahead, Courtney.
Do you think that you will get married before or after Shine?
I think before, because we're starting to kind of get really down to, you know, planning.
Good.
Okay. What does that entail?
Just getting everything set up that we wanted to do that, you know, we felt rushed doing, like the, you know, the food and the
teleport.
And I hate to do this because, you know, God knows I have made more mistakes than anybody in the world, but if you're talking about falling in the shower and the last thing you mention is that you were drinking, you're probably trying to conceal that that was the cause.
No,
just,
I'm not concealing
it. Just throw it out there.
No,
it's okay.
We're all a professional drinker.
You're trying to say he's an alcoholic?
Yep, I am.
No.
I'm kidding. I speaking of an alcoholic, Dakota called in and, he wants to, I want to know what blowback have you heard from this? And do you stand by the fact that the Celtics ownership is attempting to offload Jaylen Brown prior to a sale of the team, Dakota and Braintree?
So let me say this. This is not from anything from inside the Celtics or players, anybody tied to the Boston Celtics. This is coming from, like, the deal side, the finance side, as they're coming. They just called due all the bids as a report in the Globe. So the trade deadline's coming up on Feb 6. And if you look at what's on the book for next year's salaries, right, of $233 million for next season, with the escalator in the luxury tax, that means they're going to be paying $280 million in luxury taxes. $280 million. That's more than the entire salary. So you're going to pay $513 million, which puts them at a loss. And whoever takes over the team is going to be on the hook for that money. And when you look at the value of the team of $4 billion, $5 billion, they're not going to get $6 billion, I can tell you that. It's going to be somewhere maybe closer to $5 billion. But a team team, when they buy any franchise, you only have to come up with 10% down. So on a $5 billion, you come up $500 million, and now you have to make those debt payments, and it's going to be financed. The other 90% is financed. So when you do anything, whether you're buying a house or buying anything, you're looking at your payments going forward. And they're going to have an extra $280 million on the books for next year. So if you work backwards from that, as these deals start coming in, the buyers are going to be looking at, all right, well, you know what? I was going to use that free positive cash flow going forward to make the debt payments. And if I'm straddled with this salary and this $513 million payment for it in total, it's not going to happen that way. It's 100% guaranteed going into next season. There is someone's going to be gone, okay? It may be multiple people. And the only way from a value, and don't forget, I'm not saying I want to trade Jaylen Brown or somebody told me that Jaylen Brown's on their way out, but there's only a few players that they can move to get to remove $50 million above their current salary that gets them close to the threshold. And that's Jaylen Brown, Holiday, Porzingis, Derek White, or whatever. So whether it happens at the trade deadline, which they would maximize all their value, because if they wait until the offseason, what value are they going to get knowing that they're going to have to trade some of these guys? And if you do it in the offseason to match up salaries, you're going to have to take salaries back for another year. That doesn't do anything for next year's luxury tax. So
Dakota,
a deal has
one second,
to be done
quick,
at the trading
wait, hold on,
deadline.
Hold on, just one quick second. So let's say Pags or Rob Hale are the people that are winning the bid. They will offload Jaylen. You're saying no matter who owns this team, that Jaylen Brown will not be on the team next year?
Well, I think, I didn't say specifically Brown. Brown is the most logical choice because you can maximize your value for moving the salary. If you trade away Holiday, what type of return you're going to get for getting a salary off the books? Not anything. What are you going to trade for Porzingis, who, again, is hurt, not playing great? There's a lot of risk that goes with KP. You're not going to get much. So, again, I'm not here to play general manager of the Boston Celtics. I'm just saying the person that is most likely to get moved, whether it's before the deadline or definitely in the offseason, is going to be Jaylen Brown. And, again, I don't want to trade him, but I'm not the one that's running the team and going to be taking ownership of the team. Whether Wick's involved going forward or whether Pags is involved with the group, it doesn't matter. This deal has been 3 months late, Chris, if you remember. They said they wanted this wrapped up before the end of last year. And the biggest hang-up right now is this tax burden of the luxury for next year because it changes all the equations in the payments for the next ownership group.
Dakota, is the only way to, like, is the not the only way, is the other way to maybe relieve some of that tax burden, and I know that Wick and ownership wouldn't want to do it, is that the new owners are maybe trying to lowball them because they know that they're going to have to deal with all this. Is that kind of like maybe something that's part of the, you know, the kind of the hiccup here or the holdup is because the new owner's like, well, I'm not going to give you what you're asking for. Here's what I'm going to give you because I know I got this giant tax number coming.
That's exactly the case because they're going to look at what the out-of-pocket finances are for year one. And any bank, don't forget, someone's not coming in paying cash for this deal. They only have to come up with about 10% down, and then they finance the rest. So those finances go over whether 10, 20 years, whatever that is, that debt, and they have to pay on that debt. And if you're taking $280 million that could be used to pay down that debt, and they have to go into their pockets, that throws off the calculation of the value of the team. So
I would say this, Dakota, just quickly, but I would say very simply, I am I wonder if Wick thought that there would be a bigger, better offer sooner. Like, as in, he announced that, and then it kind of went off the board. Because when you think about buying the Celtics and assuming this debt, and the debt you would incur should you decide to invest in your own building, which is the only way you really are going to make money on this investment, that is compounding the debt twice.
Yes, because the debt holders are looking at, well, what do you have for an asset other than the Boston Celtics franchise? You don't own your real estate. Chris, if you're going to get into the restaurant business, right, don't they always say own your own building? And instead of going to rent, though, they say just own your own house, right? Because every dollar that you put in, you're going to get at some point in the future. And right now, that is part of the problem. And I don't know where they threw out this $6 billion at the beginning. You know, I think even Forbes had it somewhere around $4.5 billion. But, you know, because of the franchise, the expansion franchise that's going to be going in Las Vegas, this deal getting done is going to set the you know, the price pretty much of who wants that new expansion franchise. So the league wants to do everything possible to get the most money. There's something going on in the background with this thing being 3 months delayed, got pushed out. All the timing leads it up. Listen, again, I'll go back to it. I'm not saying I want to trade anybody, but this is coming from the finance side, and it's affecting the deal. Now, the Celtics might just say, screw it, we'll take less. We don't want to do this to the fans. We don't want to break up this team and just bite the bullet. And that $280 million over the cap next year is already going to be in, like, baked into the deal.
Right.
So it will affect the deal in one way, whether the Celtics want to be on the hook for it or the new ownership wants to be on the hook for it. But if you're the Celtics, the only way to maximize this potentially, and I'll go back to Jaylen Brown. He is your biggest asset, and it gets the most money off the books. $53 million he's at as a cap hit for next year. That's a lot. That gets them under the threshold, so there's no luxury tax part of this deal. And Jaylen Brown, if you wait to the offseason, so if it doesn't get done at the trade deadline, there's going to be something definitely, maybe probably before draft day, to get assets. I put Houston in my Twitter post only because there's a lot to make sense. They have the most cap room that they could swing a deal where they don't have to trade back expiring contracts, or just a few, and they could give you a lot of assets. You know, there's Brooklyn, and then there's the Washington Wizards. I don't know if they'll trade them in the Eastern Conference. Maybe it doesn't matter. But again, I'm not here to play GM. But the only way this makes sense to maximize the value on shedding the contracts is to do it before the trade deadline.
All right, Dakota. Thanks. So that clears up some things for me. One, it's not specific to Jaylen Brown. Nobody's talked about Jaylen Brown. It's specific to the fact that the Celtics ownership group is searching for money, and it's not been there to the level they want before they sell the team. And a way to increase the value in a sad way is to decrease the value of your team, as in its talent, but it will alleviate the payments next season.
And the league, and the league is not going to allow the Celtics or the potential new owner to squeeze the Celtics and lowball them because of, like Dakota said, the franchise that they're trying to put in Vegas. And they don't want the league to say, all right, let's say the Celtics are worth $4.5 billion. A new owner, the potential new owner comes in and goes, listen, I'm only going to give you $4 billion or whatever because I don't get my own arena. And there's this giant luxury tax that I'm going to have to be dealing with. There's no way the league wants that to happen, because then when the Vegas team bid comes out, they're going to look at what it costs for the Celtics. So that's going to affect how that thing moves.
To me, it's just the names that have been presented over and over again or been talked about for the Celtics seem like people that want to say, wow, I spent all this money and have all this talent, and I don't care about how much it's going to cost down the road. We're going to be a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see somebody like Jeff Bezos or anybody else at that caliber having that much money wants the people going, leaving the ownership group to be making those decisions.
Right, but remember, the thing about Bezos and those other guys, the reason why they are such savvy businessmen and, you know, trillionaires and multi-billionaires is because they know business, and they're not going to purchase something for more when they know the asset isn't worth that because of the other things that might be connected with the luxury tax and not owning your own building. So they might say, okay, if you want me to buy this team, you're either going to give me a discount on price, which the current owners are going to be like, well, we don't really want to do that. And so the current owners are going to have to figure out a way to eliminate some of that tax.
Well, I'll be pissed if that eliminating involves Jaylen Brown.
Well, yeah, but but that's the way, like, because remember, they're not looking at it from a fan standpoint, hey, we got these great young players, we'll spend whatever. They're looking at it, one's looking at it, we're trying to sell the team and we're trying to get as much money as we can, and the other person's looking at it and go, all right, we're trying to buy this asset, buy the team, and we're not trying to spend more
when I'm going to have to spend a lot on the back end.
Right. And I got
no
arena.
The more I think of this, I think that it's unlikely anybody but a Bezos is the one that ends up with this team. Because you're going to need how much money if you need 10% down, and I don't know if that's accurate or not. So you got $500 million down. And then what's it going to cost to build an arena? It's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's probably going to cost more than that. What's the new arena in L.A. cost? Isn't that like $2 billion? Right. So
yeah. So it's going to be another billion.
Right. And then you're going to not only that, not only is it going to cost you $1 billion to build an arena, it's going to then cost you another, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 million to get out of the lease that you're in with the TD Garden, because you're going to have to get out, because then they just sign a new lease for like 12 years. So you're going to have to get out of that, and you're going to have to pay a penalty for that. So the new owner is definitely going to have what we like to say, buku bread.
Yeah, I underplayed what the sale would mean, because the big story of the sale was that Wick had 2% himself, and that was the big pullout. It's actually that really no matter what, when this thing is done, the roster and the organization are going to be changed. No matter how big or small, whatever it looks like, the beginning of this potential dynastic run is going to make things look very different when there's a new person in charge. So, very interesting. We're about 30 minutes away from Courtney V. Keefe, the thief, at the crossover.
I don't want to fight with him. It's a Friday. Like, I'm in a good mood. I don't want to fight with Keefe. I just want him to understand where I was coming from. Wiggy explained it pretty nicely about where he's coming from. We can agree to disagree on this, but I do think that the reason he stole the Celsius was to get back at me, which is fine. But
I try to just put my therapist hat on. Yep. It don't really mean
who needs a degree?
Right. You don't really need one. Nowadays, when it comes to TikTok and social media, everybody's a therapist. Right.
Yep. WebMD, that therapy. So we have that at 9:45, 9:30. Our good friend Costos. But right now, here's Courtney with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And Curtis, we also have a Wiggy not like the rest of us this morning.
Ooh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yep, so we'll get to that during this hour. Trending now brought to you by nobody right now. Sorry. Some sad news yesterday as Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker died at the age of 90. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. The Celtics have the Magic in town tonight. Tip is at 7. And Tom Brady isn't going anywhere when it comes to his broadcasting career. His agent, Don Yee, said yesterday that Brady intends to fulfill the 10-year, $375 million contract he has with Fox Sports. The divisional round kicks off tomorrow on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
A plus, Courtney. 24 degrees, mostly sunny in Boston. Afternoon high of 34. Some snow potentially on the way Sunday into Monday. We have Wiggy not like the rest of us. We have Costos getting you bet ready for Sunday and Saturday. And we have the crossover with Keith. Don't miss a second. All of it's coming up.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, we have an action-packed final 25 minutes of this program, or 30 minutes of this program. Don't miss any of it. We're going to get to Hill Notes here momentarily. But first, we have a quick segment that I like to do from time to time, if you have it, Jack.
And now,
what are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument right, I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
All right. We have one of the more, I just read this. It makes literally no sense in the New York Post story they write, C-E-N-T-S. As the teen heroes who nabbed Subway arson killer, the man that lit that woman on fire, burned alive, have been denied the $10,000 reward promised by the NYPD because they called the wrong number to report it. Even though they were the ones that reported it.
What?
The trio of eagle-eyed high school basketball players who spotted the guy on the F train were told by the reward administrators that they were ineligible for the cash because they called 911 instead of the Crime Stoppers tip line.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
These young kids doing the right thing.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Give them their money.
Somebody has to step in here and do the right thing. A detective said that the police had nothing to do with doling out the $10,000 prize and that they had no business of being able to hand it out. Don't you think the crime tippers and the police would work together?
Yes. If I am one of those kids, you're getting sued. Like, there has to be a way in which this is crazy. And I'm looking at all the photos right now. I think it's BS that you have to call this exact number. Most people just call 911, one of the fathers said, of the boys, which is so true.
Right.
Yeah, every time it says, if you have any information, please call blah, 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 blah for reward. But you're calling 911 immediately.
Right.
You can't remember those numbers.
I mean, of all things, we always say the next generation is in their phones. They're not paying attention to anything. They're just thinking about themselves. Here are these great kids who witness an atrocity, they see somebody, they tell the police that this is the one who did it, it's the right person, and they're not giving them the 10 grand.
Yeah, that's wild right there.
Somebody
right,
in Twitch well, said, start a GoFundMe, they'll make way more than 10 grand.
Yeah,
people
that
will
is true.
Step up for that.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we should reward that stuff. That is pretty cool. Anyway, let's get to this here, Jackson, before we get to Costos.
All right, here we go. I'm sorry. I've got like three things going on here.
Okay. We just talked about it.
Is he there?
Let me know when it's ready.
It is ready.
All right.
What up, Costos?
Hey, Greg. I just figured out a great wedding present for Courtney. You could buy her a penis pump for Santo.
All right.
See, like, that's lame. It's not even funny.
Not funny.
No.
Old.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Costos.
Courtney, the difference between LeBron and Dion is Bronny wouldn't be in the league. Oh, and Keith is a loser.
Yep, I said that. Or not that Keith is a loser. I said that the Bronny thing that people are immediately going to jump to. The fact that he shouldn't be in the
Keith.
League. Yeah.
You guys got to tell that old man to take it easy. I saw his nurse push him around the airport this morning in a wheelchair. I guess he pulled his hamstring tripping over a puppy gate.
The Curtis, hey, Coco, your generation is disgusting. I can't believe this is what the world has come to. Thanks a lot to your generation and media and internet and TikTok. We have a bunch of dopes that are being trained and everybody is listening throughout the airwaves to this crap.
What?
What are you talking about?
Said something about your generation.
I know, but what did we do?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just opened an app to leave a message for a show, so you're kind of in, taking part.
Oh,
of the
I thought he was talking about TikTok.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
and now we have Nick Costos joining us as well.
Save TikTok. That's what we try to do.
Oh, Costos, what's going on? And Jackson, there should be some form of a read for Jack. I don't know if you can give it to Courtney or Wiggs. We'll get it in. But
yes,
Costos,
will.
How are you? Greg's off today.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Great to be on. Nick Costos, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Now. Done. Boom.
Nice.
There you go.
Awesome. Congrats on that, by the way. That's really cool that you got
Thanks
that
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. We talked about it on the show a week ago. You were here. I don't know what happened, but yes, thank you.
I just was saying, you heard it from me. I also hate to do it, but I was dead-ass wrong about Ohio State. I bought into the Michigan game far more than what I had seen. And Costos, you were right. What do you like Monday night with Ohio State and Notre Dame?
Yeah, we're gonna roll it back, Curtis, with Ohio State on Monday night. Now, I think I said with you guys last week, like I have Ohio State to win the national championship already. I've had it for a while. I said with you guys before the playoffs started, I thought they were the best team. I have them to beat Notre Dame in an exacta. So this is like it's all trending pretty good. The point spread's 8.5. I actually think it's short. I think Ohio State's going to win by 20 points. Mm. They're so much better than Notre Dame. And as discussed on the show, Marcus Freeman's a great coach. I also would not let my wife around him. He's way too, like, he's, like, uncomfortably handsome. It's like Fight Club. You want to destroy something beautiful, except he'd kick my ass. So I would never try that.
My wife loves him. That's her hall pass.
He's handsome.
I'm straight, and I think I love him. Yeah, like, he's very handsome. But I think Ohio State lays it on him on Monday night. I don't think this will be, like, Georgia TCU 65-7. I don't think this is that. But I think we could see something like 38-7 on Monday night. I do like Ohio State quite a bit.
Costos, this weekend, what's the game that I need to bet just one for me to make the most money?
Well, I think it's the best game, Courtney. So it's the one that you're going to want to bet on because it's the one that's the most exciting. Mm-hmm. The Ravens and the Bills on Sunday afternoon. Two MVP candidate quarterbacks. Basically, pick the winner of the game is the point spread. Baltimore's a one-point road favorite. Basically, pick the winner of the game. Unlikely to land one. And I love the Ravens. Love Baltimore.
Costos, any chance that the Commanders could upset the Lions, or is the can the Commanders at least keep it close if you're going to bet Washington?
Can the Commanders upset the Lions? I would say they can. The way that it happens is Dan Quinn goes for it on a bunch of fourth downs, which he has shown to be apt to do.
Uh-huh.
They convert all of them. The Lions, as Dan Campbell is off to do, go for a bunch of fourth downs, and they don't get them. So it can happen. You need a very specific series of events to unfold. This would be like if you're playing poker, like you need one card for a royal flush and you lose on everything else. So I think it's unlikely that the Commanders win the game. Can they cover? Definitely. I mean, I'm on record saying I think Daniels is the best quarterback left standing in the NFC. I think he's the best quarterback already in the conference at the end of his rookie year.
Wow.
So, like, if they're down 14 at the end of the game, and here's Daniel strolling in through the back door, mine's out of the gutter, talking football. Then, like, Washington could cover the spread, but I just think Detroit's extremely likely to win the game.
I'm seeing a lot of people with recency bias when it comes to this Texans-Chiefs game. I feel like people are jumping on the Texans side because the Chiefs just haven't played in a bit, and maybe they were lackluster points of the season. Do you think Chiefs are going to run away with it?
I don't know if they're going to run away with it, Courtney, but I do think the Chiefs are going to win. And I think a lot of people are now starting to think that the Ravens are just going to win the Super Bowl, like beat Buffalo, beat Kansas City next week, win the Super Bowl. I disagree. I'm going to hitch my wagon to Patrick Mahomes, and if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I'll go down swinging with the best of all time, along with, obviously, the great Tom Brady. I know, remember the place that I'm in right now doing this interview. They're both awesome. I think the Chiefs are very likely to win. Do I think they win by 10? Maybe not. I look at Kansas City as a great teaser leg here from 8.5 down to 2.5. There are some, like BetMGM doesn't have this available now. Detroit's 9.5 at MGM. But if you can find a Detroit 8.5, and tease Kansas City and Detroit from 8.5 down to 2.5, so they win by 3, you win your bet. I think that's a winning two-team teaser leg coming up for Saturday.
So I think it is such a statement as to the greatness of the Chiefs that they are 16, and well, they lost on purpose, so 15-2 entering this playoff run, and people are talking about their flaws. It is so similar to the Patriots in the heyday.
Same thing, yeah.
Where you had, you know, you have the most the Chiefs will have plays. They probably won't waste many against the Texans. But if it's a close game late, it'll be Mahomes on 3rd and 7 running for 40 yards and a field goal, and they win the game. Like, there's – I have zero. It's the only game I can remember in I don't know how long where I see legitimately zero chance the Chiefs lose the game.
Oh, I don't know about zero chance.
Zero.
I think the Chiefs are going to win. So, like, I can't disagree with you. You know, yeah, crazy things happen with the bounce of a football. The Patriots lost a weird game. The Patriots lost to the frickin' Jets in the can't-wait game when they were 14-2 and Brady won MVP in 2010. Like,
that
crazy,
was the worst loss at home.
It was bad. Listen, like, crazier things have happened, for sure. I mean, the loss in 09 to Ray Rice and Willis McGahee and the Ravens was weird, too.
No,
so, I mean,
but that element, I mean, Welker went down right before that game. It was a weird feel.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's just that crazy things can happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I do agree. I don't like agreeing with you, but I have to.
It sucks.
It sucks. But I was going to say, Curtis, is I think there are a lot of parallels, you are right, between this Chiefs team and those Patriots teams in the way that, like, they've won so much, and now everyone's looking for reasons to poke holes in them instead of just saying, yeah, like, you know, they have the best quarterback and the best coach, and they're probably just going to win.
How dumb am I that I said to Shime this week before he took another day off that I saw the Rams at 15-1 to win the Super Bowl? I said, "Heh, not the craziest thing. Put $20 on that."
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you you're crazy for putting a $20 bet down. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they could win this weekend. I think the problem becomes, like, if they have to go on the road to Detroit, Detroit's just going to outscore them in the game. But look, like, I have, Curtis, some Super Bowl exactas that have the Rams in it. Like, I have Chiefs over Rams. I have Bills over Rams. I have Ravens over Rams in the Super Bowl. So, like, it wouldn't be a total stunner if they got there. I just think, Curtis, the problem with that bet, and look, you can hedge if they get there. I think the problem is if and when the Rams get to the Super Bowl, they are not beating any of the top three teams in the AFC when they get there. But, I mean, look, they're 6-point dogs this weekend. If they play Detroit, they'll be 6.5, 7-point dogs in that game. So it's not impossible, but very unlikely.
But if you could make the argument, McVay, best coach in the playoffs.
Like, out of anyone left?
Well, like, Andy Reid, everybody loves Andy Reid, brilliant offensive mind, but I think McVay's got as good of an offensive mind, and it's more modern, doesn't have Mahomes to use the offense. Like, I just watched that Rams team, and I know the Patriots are dog food, and I know that the game against the Vikings was not exactly a representative performance, but the Vikings were one of the best teams in football, according to everybody, with Brian Flores, who's the hot, sought-after defensive coordinator. They blew doors. When they were here, the offense was unstoppable. When Cooper Kupp and Puka are healthy, like, it's a legit it's a legit team.
My advice to you would be, if you feel that strongly, bet the Rams on Sunday. I'm going to probably. I'm going to wait for a better number. Like, water gun to my head, I think the Eagles will win, but I definitely think the Rams are good enough to cover. And I'll give you this. I don't want to say McVay's the best coach left in the playoffs. I will say he's the best coach left in the NFC, and I say that as a huge Dan Campbell fanboy.
All right, and it's the Rams' defense, which is kind of, you know, that was the reason why they were able to just, you know, completely beat up on Minnesota.
But Wiggy, I'll say this, though. You know, everyone killed McVay for sitting Stafford and Kupp and Nacua and Kyron Williams in Week 18. Because the whole thought was, well, now you're going to have to play the loser of Vikings. It turned out to be pretty smart because you got terrible Sam Darnold in that game.
Right.
And I'll say this, like, you're right, Wiggy, down the stretch of the regular season. And the game that Curtis referenced against the Patriots, that was, like, early November, probably. It was a while ago. The Rams offense, they had that huge game where they scored 44 and beat the Bills. And then from there, the Rams were winning games to win the division. The offense was not playing great. And then they all get sat for a week, and Stafford comes out and he's throwing darts on the opening drive on Monday night. And I bet the Rams in the game, and I'm seeing Stafford making these throws early, and I'm sitting pretty. So I do think you get a good Rams offensive output here. I actually like the over in the game on Sunday, especially if there could be snow in both games Sunday, in Philly and in Buffalo, which I think would help scoring in both games, given that there's not expected to be wins.
Can I ask one more about Kansas City? When it comes
Courtney, you can ask whatever you want.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best. When it comes to Travis Kelce, you think that we're going to see a different Travis Kelce now that it's the playoffs? Like, what are his numbers looking like, and are you betting overs for them?
Yes and yes. Kelce's 52.5 this weekend. Just remember, like, what happened with Kelce this year. The whole plan with him was going to be to rest him for the playoffs, right? And then Rashee Rice, who is Kansas City's like best offensive player, not named Patrick Mahomes, season-ending injury very early, and Kelce is now thrust into this role, right, where he is expected to be, you know, contributing way more than he had to. And now, with he's had 2 full weeks off, like didn't play in Week 18, and the Chiefs had the bye, and now it's big boy territory here. It's playoff time.
Right.
Now, there are other good weapons on the team. The rookie Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown is back. They traded for DeAndre Hopkins. Kelce is Mahomes' binky. And just something to keep in mind for this particular game. You know, we watched Texans-Chargers last week, right? The Texans' pass rush is really, really, really good. Really good. With Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. My sense is, given how bad the Chiefs' pass protection, specifically the offensive tackles, have been at points this season, the game plan is going to be Mahomes gets the ball, gets it out in 2 seconds.
Right.
That's Travis Kelce. I like his over tomorrow.
And generally, when we get here, sorry, Curtis.
God, without Greg, geez, what's going on?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's fend for yourself.
Free for right. all.
Generally, when we get here, teams defensively tend, for whatever dumbass reason, is leave Travis Kelce wide ass open. And it's so irritating to watch defenses play against him. You should be doubling this guy. So I'm with you. Kelce has big days throughout the playoffs.
I have an over-under for you, Costos, and we'll get out on this. 1.5 total number of rings for Travis Kelce this year.
So, like, will he win the Super Bowl and will he propose? I'll say he wins the Super Bowl. I don't think that him and Taylor Swift get married. I base that on nothing. I pay no attention to it. Just my opinion is it's not a relationship.
Huge bet on this.
Yeah, huge. Well, no. Our bet is that they're going to break up before June or July.
Yeah, it's some.
I think it's June.
Okay. That would be my sense because he's going to retire probably if they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I think that they might be engaged already. I think that I'm giving him 2 rings this year. Unfortunately,
do you like their relationship?
Yeah, I love it. I don't want them to win the Super Bowl, but I love their relationship. I'm all in.
Yeah, I like when people are happy. I like
yes,
it also.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Sure do. All right, well, what do you wish for us this weekend? And I wish you a lovely time.
Minimal Sweats, Winnie Bets, the absolute very best of luck. Peace.
Yep. All right, there's the man, the myth, the legend, Costos, coming up next. Wiggy, what is the game again, Courtney?
Wiggy, not like the rest of us.
Wiggy's not like the rest of us. Keith is here. We'll get to all of that before we wrap here on the Greg Hill Show.
And that was your host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today at the BetMGM app.
All right, wind it down. You guys got any plans this weekend, Courtney Wiggs?
I'm actually doing a little staycation this evening with 3 of my girlfriends in the city at a hotel. I'll talk about it on Monday. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're just going out. Tomorrow's my birthday, so we're going.
Right, hey! Wiggy, the big 50?
Yeah, I'll be 50 tomorrow.
Oh, Wiggs.
So we're going to Capitol Grill.
Ooh.
Shout out our boy Chris over there. And I'll do, you know, and I'll get some prosciutto mozzarella wraps.
You should try that. The prosciutto mozzarella and also the lamb lollipops. I don't know if you've ever had them.
Yes, I've had those before. My wife, she loves those with the mint jelly. So we're just myself, my kids and my daughter's fiance, so we'll go to dinner.
Now that you guys live in the city, you're not going to stay at a hotel or anything?
No, why? We got...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've heard you've said that you enjoy hotel nights with the missus.
Yeah, but now we live in the city, so we got the... You know, we don't even have to go to a hotel because...
I know, but like I live in the city, but I'm doing this... We're going to the Newbury, and I'm very excited. I've never stayed there.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to Street Bar for dinner, and I just am like... Oh, I'm so excited. It's such girlhood,
uh-huh.
So you wouldn't
it's
understand.
It's a ladies' night.
Yeah, but getting ready with your girlfriends, like, it brings you back to college and getting ready every night, and it's such, like, a nice bonding. I'm just so excited for it.
All right, well, enjoy that.
Yeah, I will.
That's awesome. And, Wiggs, happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday,
Eve.
You know, every day above ground's a good day. My mother used to say that.
That's what I like to say. Yep. All right. Speaking of Wiggy, what do we have here, Courtney?
So we have Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us, and we had Mego on the show, as we always do, for Celtics Wednesday. And Mego's not only just an expert when it comes to sports, especially the Celtics, but she's also a martini expert. So we're talking about martinis. And Wiggy asked the question, are there different flavors when it comes to martinis?
But are there different flavors to martinis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Your martini order says a lot about you.
Yeah, I love this espresso martini. Yeah, I don't get it in the glass, though.
What do you mean?
What do you just say? You love the espresso martini, but then you asked if there were flavors of martini.
See, I wasn't sure. For some reason, I was like, is that a martini?
Yeah.
It's in the name of it.
Because my favorite is the pistachio. You can only get them in the North End.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't You're probably not a fan of that, though, because it's not real martini.
It's not?
Are you like gin or vodka?
Vodka. I'm a vodka gal. Yeah. I like vodka straight up. Bone dry with a lemon twist.
And I just asked them to put it in a regular glass because for whatever
reason.
You
like it on ice.
No, I always spill it.
You're right, Wiggy. This is not a martini, what you're ordering.
Yeah. No, it is a martini.
It's like a frappuccino.
But it's a pistachio and I go in the regular. I did have a watermelon one time that was really.
Is that a daiquiri? What's going on?
Might have been like a martini. 100.
Yeah, watermelon martini.
I did have 100 martinis, but are those martinis?
Yeah, I drew a blank on the martinis, and then I forgot espresso martini.
And watermelon. Yeah. Like you've had a few different ones. Yeah. And pistachio.
Pistachio and espresso martinis, creamy.
Yep.
And I was like, I drew a blank on them because I was thinking of, what's the other thing?
Like a Cosmo?
No. You know why? When you guys started talking about it, you kept talking about olives and other stuff. And I'm thinking like, oh,
a dirty martini.
Yeah, with the olives and the little, and that weird glass that I always spill. I hate the glass.
Espresso martinis come in that glass.
Right, but I always tell them to just make the martini and pour it in a normal glass.
Yeah, you could do that with a dirty martini as well.
Yeah, because I always spill it. So I'm not...
I have a fun fact. I of all the drinks I ordered, and there were far too many, I never ordered a martini. Was never a martini guy. Just gin and tonic, but Mago had a great list there. If you missed Mago with us Wednesday at 9, had a pretty good list of top 5 martini joints. Mm-hmm. And we're going to settle some family business here. I think I just saw Rich Keefe walk into
Hello,
the studio.
Good morning.
Yes, you did. But first, Courtney has something to say about Wiggy, not like the rest of us.
Oh, yes. This Wiggyism was brought to you by Coleman Electric, a bunch of good electricians helping homeowners like you. Coleman.
It's electric.
Nice.
Right. Very good.
I've had Coleman come to my place. Very good. Excellent people there. I highly recommend.
All right, let's settle the beef.
All right.
Let's get to it.
I've gotten Courtney a replacement Celsius.
Okay.
Oh, the right flavor, too.
Yep.
Thank you,
and
Rich.
And I also got, I know how you love flowers.
All right, well, there you go.
Potted plant.
Being the bigger man.
So this is what I'm going to say.
All right.
I am not apologizing.
Okay.
Because I didn't steal it from you.
Okay.
In my mind.
All right.
And Wiggy, I'm sure you have my back on this.
I'll go ahead.
This is a station that often gets food drops. This is a show that gets a lot of food drops. Our show gets some. The afternoon show gets some.
Yep.
What happens to that food and drink? It migrates to the kitchen.
Yep.
That's a free-for-all. At that point, it's for anybody.
Yep.
If there's drink, it goes in the fridge. People like drinks in the fridge.
Right.
You open the fridge, you see multiple Celsiuses.
Right.
You think, that's not just somebody's lunch.
Right.
That is maybe a product drop.
Yep.
Maybe that's something along those lines.
Yeah.
People are making it out to be like Chris Farley and Norm Macdonald from Billy Madison going through lunches.
Andy Hart had a good point when he came on for your crossover yesterday where he said, but you didn't have anything in the fridge, so why were you going looking?
Oh, to see if there's extra stuff.
Yeah.
If there's like a 6-pack of Coca-Cola.
Right.
Did some maniac bring 6-pack of Coke?
Probably.
Or is there a leftover sales meeting?
No, like
probably. Well, no, yeah. Bring a 6-pack.
That's where, and then Courtney, we talked about, that's where I was like, okay, I can see that because we do have a lot of product drops.
Food comes all the time.
Well, especially.
Yeah, it's still in here from yesterday, though.
But I'm.
Did not migrate.
I'm specifically talking about drinks.
Okay,
We get things, whether it's different types of energy drinks.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
That happened once, and it never made its way into the fridge.
Hold on,
it's happened at least twice.
In the past,
just from Andy Hart.
In the past, there have been drinks that have been brought in, whether they're different types of Celsius, doesn't matter. And when you said that, I'm like, okay, I could see some promo, or whatever, having some drinks. And if there's multiple Gatorades in the refrigerator,
you think they're up for grabs?
Yeah, I could. You could.
There's
you could
no name on them.
Me. You could convince me.
There's
of that.
No name on them. It's not in a lunchbox. I'm not unzipping through people looking for fruit cup.
Right.
I'm just going through. If there's a ton of water bottles, there's been seltzer waters.
Yeah,
there's been all kinds of stuff.
You could convince me on the drinks.
Yeah.
I just think it was interesting timing, but you are right. I now know moving forward.
I am right. I'll also.
See, that's
wait, you didn't let me finish.
I'll issue a you're welcome for two things.
No, hold on.
Drinking that poison water and then protecting you.
Hold
it's
on.
Awful for you.
Hold on. I need to put my name on it moving forward. I've been too trusting in this office.
Yes.
See,
I agree.
And I think
a valuable lesson.
But I think the biggest issue wasn't as I put my therapist hat on and
Please
I sit
do.
Here
yeah,
and
yeah.
I talk
Good
to
job.
You.
Dr. Wiggy.
The biggest issue wasn't the drinking or taking of the Celsius.
Okay.
It was the reasoning behind it. Courtney believes it was done by you.
Yes.
Because
it is a coincidence.
See, hold on.
No, I didn't know it was yours. There's no
such. Who? I drink one every single day.
Do you think I know that? That's very narcissistic to think I would know what you drink.
We all work in radio. We're all narcissists.
So, okay, but I don't know what you drink. I wouldn't know what Wiggy drinks every day.
See, this is where the biggest issue is.
I don't know what Jackson drinks every day.
Okay, so I do. Like
okay,
well,
that's a crazy thing. That's a crazy trait for a crazy person.
Okay, we were starting to make up here. Things are going downhill again.
No, but you can't. Much worse.
No,
but you can't,
I'm observant.
No,
and so
great. I'm not.
No, but Courtney,
I am not.
You're right, Richard. You can't make up Jackson unless you know what the real crux of the problem is. The crux of the problem is.
I think we're arguing over the wrong stuff.
No, Courtney believes you took it on purpose because of her response to your Brad Marchand.
Yeah, no, I think it's not related.
It was just interesting. You came in so hot that day, and then an hour after our show, you went and took it out of the fridge.
And not to pile on,
it was in the fridge that day.
But Keith, she did ask you outright after our show yesterday, and you said no.
I thought she was kidding. I thought you were fake being so hot about it. I was going to say,
well, I mean, I'm not like losing sleep over it.
Well, as soon as I told Billy and Nick in the hallway, I'm like, yeah, it was me.
Right. But see, you didn't do it.
I thought it was extra, but
you didn't do it out
mind,
of pettiness to spite her because she didn't. But see, that's what she believes. That's
there's no
the
such thing as coincidences.
See, there's no.
Yes, there is,
and that's where the problem is. And that's where.
So you brought how many in on Monday, right? So you opened the fridge door. There was a bunch in there on Monday.
I don't know how many. Would you
I
bring
took one.
Did how you bring
no,
a six pack?
No. When I was explaining the story, I was like, on Mondays, I'll usually go and get five. This Monday, I ended up getting three or four because we were at Gillette on Tuesday.
All right.
I came in on Wednesday. I had one left, so I drank that one, and I realized that there was none.
So there's another thief.
No. There was only, like, one.
I
drank one on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then there were supposed to be two left.
For Tuesday, Wednesday.
For Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, for Wednesday,
Thursday. We were at Gillette on Tuesday. I came in, I took the one for Wednesday and realized that there was not one for Thursday.
But you're saying it
public
wasn't
fridge.
Out of spite?
It definitely was not
and
out of
Courtney
spite.
Courtney saying that there's no coincidence.
Yeah. So.
I didn't know they were yours.
Well,
I wouldn't take it if they were. If I knew they were somebody's. Yeah. Hence, there's no label on them.
Yeah, that's.
You can make all the noises you want, but you're wrong.
See, I don't know why you're so mad. Like, you're so angry about this. And everyone's like, Courtney's so sensitive. I'm not. I'm really not sensitive.
You're the one that brought it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the.
Didn't we do this with Gresh and Mego? With the flowers?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, but I think the anger issue is. Courtney believes you're lying.
I'm not angry, and I've said over and over, I don't want to fight with you. I'm allowed to have my opinion about what happened with the Brad Marchand thing. My main,
which you were wrong about.
We can agree to disagree.
This is where it all goes back.
He's mad about.
I believed you on your scoop.
You joked about it forever after I was proven wrong.
Well,
no.
That one I disagreed with because I had other information.
Yeah,
but then your other scoop, I backed you.
Okay, in all your other scoops, I backed you.
This one,
I. Okay.
All right.
No.
So everybody else is allowed to make jokes about me when I get something wrong.
Who are you talking about?
I've never seen you be this angry about something when I literally have said over and over again that I feel bad that all of the blame has landed on your lap.
Don't worry about me.
Okay, I won't anymore.
Let's go to
you
where
you clearly care
Let's go to where this all started.
Yeah,
this all started with them pasta and Marchand not being able to get on the same page.
Yeah,
but no, I listen. I'm just trying to help out, but clearly it seems like you two will, you know, because the whole
another session from Dr. Liggins.
Well, the whole session is where the problem is, and the problem is. One,
she thinks I stole her drink because she disagreed with my scoop.
It was an interesting day that day because I didn't expect you to come in that hot and then do that right after.
So it was also the day that there was multiple drinks in the fridge. That's really the only day that it could have happened.
We need a lie detector test in here.
Sure.
Can we cook that up?
Jackson could do it. I think he'd be
Jackson's the human lie detector.
Right. What's coming up today, Kiefer?
We're going to get to the bottom of this is what we're going to do. It's divisional round weekend. We have keys to the divisional round. We have our week in review and a whole bunch more stuff.
All right, Jones and Keefe coming up at the top of the hour. Jackson, thank you today. Courtney,
thank you,
hope
guys.
You have a great night.
I hope you have a great time in Florida. Wear some sunblock. You're looking a little bit red already.
I know. Well, that conversation was hot.
I'm smoking hot. I like Keith. I'm
Curtis,
a fan.
I try to help out as a therapist, but
you've been doing a great job.
I might have to find another field because it didn't work.
In all sincerity, if I could end in a different way, Wiggy, happy 50th birthday.
Yes.
You are a true original. We love you.
Okay.
Hope you have a great weekend.
You don't look a day over 30.
I appreciate that. You know what? That's the one. My father never gave me anything in life. I didn't know the bastard till the day he died. But I will say this. The one thing he gave me is the fact that black don't crack.
Mm.
So I will take that.
Yes.
And your kids have a phenomenal dad to celebrate you with tomorrow night.
That.
We'll talk on Monday, everybody.
All right.